Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
We are waking up to some scattered showers out there this morning and a chance for some thunderstorms this afternoon. I'll walk you through today's timeline.
Wake County leaders will deliberate today on its final proposed budget. This comes after rallies and protests from teachers. Just ahead, a look at that proposal coming after the Wake County budget proposal.
And the Canes are preparing for game two against the New York Rangers tonight in their quest for the Stanley Cup. The key to this may be the special teams. Good morning, everyone. It is 4:30. Our team is here to get you ready on this Tuesday. I was going to say Wednesday, but we're only Tuesday. Okay, just second day in the week here. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, we're trying to push it through as quickly as possible. We have a special team gathered here today to talk to some folks. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now. We had some interesting rollers coming through yesterday. More of it today?
Oh, we did. We do have more of it today and tomorrow. And Thursday looks like our best chance for severe storms. It looks like we have a level 2 risk for Thursday. We're going to talk more about that in a few minutes. Just some isolated showers this morning. We have had a few rumbles of thunder down in the southern part of Cumberland County. A little bit of lightning still there from Fayetteville southward, and a few sprinkles, some light showers across parts of the rest of the viewing area. Today, we do have a level 1 risk for severe storms. It looks like it would be this afternoon, evening before we saw much of that. We'll have a few light showers with us this morning in some places. You can see mostly from the Triangle area northward. And then after lunchtime, a few isolated thunderstorms will pop up across the area during the afternoon and evening. I'm not looking at a lot of coverage out there, but one or two of those storms could produce some severe winds up to 58 miles per hour or stronger. Watching Fayetteville, not looking at any rain right here. I think it's going to be all just south of town. 69 is our temperature with a southwest wind at 5 miles per hour. Our rain chances continue all the way through at least Friday. Of course, we'll have the best chance of scattered thunderstorms by Thursday. We'll see a warm day today. Temperatures will be in the upper 80s. For tomorrow, we have a level 1 risk for severe storms. And then Thursday, it's a level 2 risk. We're going to walk through that situation coming up. Such an unsettled week. Elizabeth, thank you. Today, the Wake County School Board will vote on its budget. It's one day after the county manager said the district should get an additional $49 million. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live from Wake School headquarters today. Laura, the school board says it needs more than that to raise employee pay.
And the school board is facing a lot of pressure right now. Good morning, Renee. Wake school leaders will meet here later this afternoon to deliberate on that final proposed budget. We know that the school board here is going to vote this afternoon to ask the commissioners for a $63.2 million increase in school funding. This comes after the county manager proposed that $49 million increase for public school funding, which is less than the increase the school board was asking for, but more than what has been recommended in prior years. The board's request is largely to maintain existing operations, but with two changes, increasing employee pay and using local and other funding to cover relatively new employees hired using one-time federal money that's about to go away. During walk-ins at 8 Wake schools last week, educators tell me the raises are crucial.
I feel that we're all overlooked. My students are special education who ride special transportation to school. All of these contracts, all of these bus drivers, everyone, our assistants are so vital to getting our students the education they need every single day.
The school board will meet for its work session today beginning at 2:30. NCAE members tell us that they're going to keep a close eye on what happens. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Thank you. This is a live look in Oklahoma right now, where dangerous storms are bringing tornadoes, damaging winds and hail to the area. The National Weather Service has issued the highest risk for severe weather, level 5 of 5, for parts of Oklahoma, Arkansas and Kansas. Right now, more than 1 million people there are under a tornado watch. This is the same storm system that will arrive in our area on Thursday, but with a lot less punch. In Barnesdale, Oklahoma, a large tornado turned deadly. We know at least one person is dead and others are injured. The tornado damaged buildings and downed power lines. The town is about an hour outside of Tulsa, for reference. People who live in the area were already recovering from another tornado that hit Barnesdale just over a month ago.
This morning, authorities are working to learn what happened to a woman whose body was found in the woods in Raleigh. Sheriff's deputies were on Camley Avenue off Blue Ridge Road for about 8 hours Monday. They say they're investigating the death as a homicide. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. The street was blocked all day while investigators collected evidence. Authorities have not released the identity of the woman or whether they have any leads.
New this morning, pro-Palestinian protesters have occupied a building at the Rhode Island School of Design. At least two protesters have barricaded themselves inside the campus building in Providence. The protesters are demanding the school divest from investments that benefit Israel. Organizers say they are prepared to stay indefinitely until their demands are met.
More than 700 UNC faculty and staff are calling on Interim Chancellor Lee Roberts to offer amnesty to students who were suspended during protests last week. In a letter written by UNC Provost Chris Clemens and Graduate School Dean Beth Meyer Davis, they say they are concerned about the possibility of instructors withholding grades. Faculty and staff claim 15 UNC students who were arrested at the encampment were suspended from the university, which is a violation of their right to free speech. UNC says the protesters damaged the quad.
We hope that he understands that we will not stand for this horrific and brutal treatment of our students, that we will not stand for student free expression being shut down in this way.
UNC hasn't confirmed that any students were suspended, saying federal privacy laws prevent them from releasing that information. WRL has reached out to UNC for comment on the petition, but we haven't heard back from them. The university did confirm commencement will go on as scheduled May 11th.
Property taxes are likely going up for many Wake County homeowners. The Wake County manager presented his recommended budget. It does include a lower tax rate for homeowners, but since home values are up, the amount you pay will likely increase. 4 years ago, the average value of a single-family home in Wake County was $345,000. Now it's $527,000, up more than 50%. Right now, you're paying taxes on the past value of your home. That average tax bill is around $2,300 a year. Under this budget proposal, the average homeowner would see a tax bill of nearly $3,000. A number of public hearings are scheduled on this. The first is in 2 weeks. That will be on May 21st. Today, Alzheimer's advocates from across the state will be in Raleigh to support the fight against the disease. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from the North Carolina Museum of History. Kelsey, this event gives people the opportunity to share their stories and talk with lawmakers.
Renee, a dozen, more than 200,000 North Carolinians are living with Alzheimer's disease. That's from the Alzheimer's Association. And today, advocates will come here to the History Museum just to share their stories and also talk to legislators about the disease. Hundreds of people gathered for last year's annual Walk to End Alzheimer's here in Raleigh. This morning, advocates are asking legislators for help. They're requesting updates to the state's Dementia Capable Plan every 4 years. That plan includes help for clinical trials and treatment. They're also requesting funds for a program that supports caregivers across North Carolina. So advocates will take the podium here at the museum starting at 9 o'clock. We'll be sure to have a crew here to keep you updated. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
Searching for quality mental health care in North Carolina, some believe, can be nearly impossible.
If there isn't transparency, it makes me wonder what's being hidden.
WRL Investigates found that unlike regular hospitals or nursing homes, inspections and quality ratings for mental health facilities aren't easily available. Tonight at 6, the call for change to help families make the best choice for their loved ones who need help.
The Carolina Hurricanes are gearing up for Game 2 against the New York Rangers after a tough loss Sunday night in New York. The Canes hit the ice again at Madison Square Garden tonight at 7. WRL's Casey Hintz is there. She will join us in 10 minutes with what the Canes will focus on to try and tie up the series.
Renee, I want to bring our viewers into the WRL Live Center. Good morning. I'm Chris Loving. Showing you this right here, these firefighters on scene of what they're calling a complex vehicle and rubble fire. This is reported on NC Highway 96 in Franklin County. We know that there are at least four fire departments and the Franklin County Sheriff's Office that responded to this. We're being told there were no injuries. They actually got this fire under control pretty quickly, investigators are saying, but they didn't report the specific time where this started. Though we do know that a post on social media, including the photos that you see right here, were shared around 3:30 3:30 this morning. Still trying to figure out what exactly caused them, but again, the fire is out. They didn't say specifically where this happened, what facility where it happened at, but again, this is in Franklin County on NC Highway 96. This fire is out, but you can still see the fire did a pretty good amount of damage to those cars that are there at that facility.
It did. Thanks, Chris. 4:04 to the time on your Tuesday, a new warning about Social Security and Medicare. When funding for the benefits could run out.
And the Olympic torch is one step closer to the opening ceremony, where it arrives today after crossing the Mediterranean.
And we give you this live look at Goldsboro. Good morning to you. You may run into some rain during your morning commute. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will join us after the break.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
4:43, we have a level one risk for severe storms for this afternoon and this evening. The coverage today will be fairly minimal, but one or two of those cells that do pop up could produce some wind damage, so we'll be on the lookout for that later on. Here's what you need to know this morning. We have just a little bit of light patchy rain that's right around the triangle, and then we had some thunderstorms down south of Fayetteville, headed toward Clinton this morning. We take a look at our rain chances for today. We've got that chance this morning, a little bit of a break midday, and then back to just a 30% chance later on this afternoon. So again, not a lot of widespread coverage. We take a live look at Apex right now, and all is quiet. School day forecast looking like this. Temperatures are in the mid-60s, mid to upper 60s as folks are headed out the door, and it will be a hot afternoon with temperatures in the upper 80s.
National Weather Service will be in Tennessee today examining damage from two apparent tornadoes. They hit the central part of the state Monday afternoon. The Weather Service says it has confirmed the tornadoes using radar. Several homes and other buildings were damaged. The tornadoes also left trees uprooted. No reports of injuries, though.
House Speaker Mike Johnson will likely face a vote this week to remove him from his position. This is a live look at the U.S. Capitol, where Johnson is set to meet with Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene again today. Greene is leading the push to vote Johnson out of power, saying he's compromised too much with Democrats. Many Republicans oppose the push and say they do not want to see the party devolve into infighting. Democratic members of the House also say they will not vote to oust Johnson.
Police took two young people into custody in Scotland Neck after investigators say they were seen carrying weapons. One was a 17-year-old spotted with this AR-style rifle. The other 17-year-old was seen carrying this handgun. Deputies from the Halifax County Sheriff's Office ended up chasing those teens after being charged on juvenile petitions. They were released to their parents.
Stars arriving for the Met Gala in New York City were met with a group of pro-Palestinian protesters. Hundreds surrounded the streets near the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Police put up barricades to block the protesters from getting too close. We know some were arrested. It's not clear just how many.
In just over a decade, Social Security and Medicare won't be able to fully pay benefits. That's according to the Entitlement Program's trustees' annual report. If Congress doesn't act fast to address the shortfalls, there will be fewer options. The report says the combined Social Security trust funds are expected to be exhausted in 2035. Meantime, Medicare funds are expected to be able to cover benefits until 2036. Last year, around 67 million Americans received Social Security benefits.
Today, the Olympic torch arrives in France and gets one step closer to the opening ceremony. The torch will arrive in Marseille today after traveling across the Mediterranean from Greece. 150,000 people are expected to welcome the torch to French soil today. It will travel across France for 68 days before the opening ceremony on July 26th in Paris.
Victor Wembanyama is the NBA's Rookie of the Year. All of the voters, 99 of them, all selected him for that honor. He is only the sixth player ever to win the award unanimously. The San Antonio Spurs star averaged over 21 points a game in his rookie season. He is the first player from France ever to be named Rookie of the Year.
The Canes will hit the ice tonight, hoping for redemption after Sunday's loss to the Rangers. WRL's Casey Hintz is in Newark, New Jersey. She tells us the Canes just have to play like themselves to beat the Rangers tonight.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Casey Hintz coming to you from inside the New Jersey Devils practice facility. Yeah, it was a little bit of an interesting day for the Canes yesterday. They had to make the trek to Newark, New Jersey, to find some ice with the NBA playoffs in town. But hey, ice is ice, right? It was all about working on the little things after that disappointing loss on Sunday night. Of course, special teams, the big story in this one. But Rod Brind'Amour said, we also did some really good things, and that can't be overlooked because we want to build on that heading into game two.
Great team over there, and they had to make high-end plays on the goals. I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, that's part of it. So we got to just find a way to be that much better.
You know, one day at a time, one game at a time, you know, things change. Every single game, they adjust, we adjust. So it's you know, who can adjust better during the games? And we had a lot of belief in this locker room. So
we had chances to score. We had chances to capitalize. We just came up a little short. The goalie played really well. But, yeah, just hoping the next game carry that part of our game into it and just clean up a few other things.
As much as we talked about the special teams the last couple days, there was another element to the game right out of the gates. No love lost between the Canes and Rangers. Plenty of physicality, animosity. Seth Jarvis told me it's what you dream of playoff hockey being when you're a little kid. Andrei Sveshnikov said, we play the Rangers so much, it's like we hate each other, but it's physical and I love it. Now I'm going to have some pre- and post-game coverage coming to you live from Madison Square Garden. But for now, Casey Hintz, WRL Sports, Newark.
Look for Casey's reports before and after the game tonight. And look for our special post-game show at 11:25 with exclusive coverage throughout the Canes playoff run.
Let me pull you back into the WRL Live Center. We're getting some new images overnight of the damage that was brought to from those tornadoes in Oklahoma. I'll go ahead and play a video here for you so you can see the damage in one neighborhood there. This is in Barnesdale, Oklahoma. It's about 40-ish miles north of Tulsa and the northeastern parts of the state there. But we're talking about up to 40 homes in this neighborhood that were damaged here. This is coming from local authorities. We do know that the Oklahoma Highway Patrol says that this morning search and rescue efforts are underway as they have to deal with down power lines, a gas leak, and debris, making things pretty dangerous as they're trying to look into this. And so many people are probably tuning into WRL News this morning. We're showing you this, and you may be wondering, what does this mean for our area here? I was talking a little bit with you, Elizabeth, about this system. So we're going to see some of this, but it's going to be a couple of days before we see some of the effects of that system.
So here's where it is right now. We take a big look at this. I mean, this has been such a powerful system. I actually was watching some of the coverage from Oklahoma and parts of the Midwest on TV last night. It was a lot of tornado potential damage there. And you can see this cold front. This cold front is producing tornadoes and severe thunderstorms. Still, there's still a tornado watch. That is now moving closer to the Mississippi Valley. So this is all moving across parts of Missouri and down into Arkansas. It's moving out of Oklahoma at this point. So going forward today, there's a level 3 risk for severe storms across parts of the Midwest. This arrives here on Thursday, and we have a level 2 risk for Thursday. We already have some scattered showers and thunderstorms. We did have a few severe thunderstorm warnings overnight last night in some of our, not our western counties, but some of the western counties of North Carolina to our west. And we have a level 1 risk for today, tomorrow, and then it's a level 2 risk for us on Thursday. Here's a look at what's happening right now. Some of these stronger thunderstorms that were to our west are now just some scattered showers. We had a little thunder and lightning down south of Fayetteville earlier, so we're still seeing some scattered rain moving pretty quickly on over into Sampson County, where we're going to see some rain around Clinton, some showers in Chapel Hill and Pittsboro that will continue to move eastward. But really, our coverage for storms this afternoon is pretty minimal. We're giving it about a 30% chance. We do have a chance that one or two of those storms could produce some wind damage. A little bit of light patchy rain for us this morning, not likely to see anything very heavy. But then after lunchtime, a few isolated stells pop up. And again, a few of those could produce some strong to severe thunderstorms. We continue with that chance for rain today, tomorrow, Thursday, and even into Friday. And again, Thursday looks like the day that we'll have the best chance for severe storms. Tomorrow, just like today, is a level 1 risk. And then on Thursday, it's a level 2 risk across the entire viewing area. Matter of fact, most of the state as that very powerful front comes on through. It is raining in Chapel Hill right now. The streets are just starting to get wet. Temperatures are close to 70 as you step out the door. We'll see 87 in Raleigh, 86 in Durham, and 89 in Fayetteville for the high today. We're sitting at steamy right now, and the muggy meter is going to be off the charts almost. We haven't seen this much humidity yet this spring, so we're into tropical on Thursday, and then it takes a big dive and gets back to what it should be by the time we get to the weekend. Thursday will be a WRL weather alert day, but a beautiful weekend in our forecast. We do have a small chance for storms on Sunday, but just feeling much more comfortable.
Elizabeth, thanks. Less than a year since she won the title of Miss USA,
Noelia Voigt is resigning. The reason behind her decision to step down.
Well, it's the first sea turtle nest of the season has been found in North Carolina. We'll tell you where volunteers found this.